Forever Dog.
Ooh, ouch.
Pod for me. Record for me. Clap for me. Just clap for me.
I can't. My pinky's broken.
Welcome back for yet another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
hot goss.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some scaldrationalizing hot goss. What's going on in the world?
Let's focus on the positive first. Georgia went blue.
Hallelujah for the blue.
Girl, speaking of hallelujah, I got to apologize to Shangela. I feel like I owe her an apology kind of because like I'm realizing like I want to practice the art of attraction. Like I want to get out. I want to get back what I put out and I want to put out positive stuff. And like we talked about her and then I watched her live and I realized. And then I went back and listened to the podcast and heard what I said about her. And I was like, you know what? I was joking and it was funny. Was it fierce? No. Like, I could have gone without saying it because, like, you know, we all can have our own opinions and stuff. But, like, I was, like, kind of judgmental. And I didn't call her and be like, girl, why are you down in Puerto Vallarta? Because we're not, like, you know, we're not that Judy like that where we check in on each other. And, like, sorry I had an opinion that I didn't think you should be there. There's ways to do charity work remotely. I'm sorry. I shit talked you. But that's fine. Is that weird that I want to apologize to her? Because like she is my friend and I saw her live and like some kids in the comments were like, I hate doing this, but like I was checking in on my friend and the kids started talking and then like, oh, this is Willem in Alaska. They were talking about it. It's like, come on, like we were talking about it, but like it's our industry and sure we have a differing opinion. Like personally, I love Shangela, no love lost, but like I have a disagreement on like where people should be like, you know, plopping down right now. And it's mostly at home unless otherwise like you have to go somewhere. And people that aren't doing that are the reason that America's still like fucked up with these COVID rates and stuff, I think. And I'm not like a political person and I don't want to alienate my friends. I want to be like, you know, I don't want to sit alone in the VIP. But like,
right.
If we have to talk about this kind of stuff because so many people wrote in and if we didn't talk about it, then they'd be like, oh, they don't want to talk about their friends because that happens too. So like, girl, just let me put a wig on and like, have a good time. But I had to say that.
Yeah.
Real quick.
And we do. Yes. And
I don't
want
to be shady to my sisters.
I think that's very big of you to say.
I'm big.
I mean, we do a podcast and it's called Hot Goss. And naturally, gossip is a part of that. But, you know, we always strive to keep it, you know, to keep it honest, but, you know, to keep it cute.
Tell the truth, keep it cute. And we did. We weren't like slanderous or anything.
Exactly. So I don't know, this little something, you know, there was a circuit party at the Capitol last week.
Oh, they went in.
Yeah.
Destruction of property, people died, terrorists died, but two cops died too.
This is a really serious thing. I in no way mean to make light of this because I remember how terrified, you know, we were when this was all going down and when this was happening. And some of the videos we've seen come out since then have been really, really disturbing. Now I guess all of the insurgents are on no-fly lists and they are getting kicked off of planes and being arrested because they thought that they could go on social media and live stream and be cute about their insurgency and not face any consequences.
They were flagrant and they didn't think that they'd get caught. I hope that Hertz and rent-a-car places put them on the same list that I'm on for some of them. I can only rent a car at like a couple. I can't do an Alamo either.
Avis.
There's like Avis. Three big ones I can't rent from. And I hope they
Hertz.
Get put on that one. It hurt us.
Hertz.
Got to take it on down to Fox Limited. Off-site parking.
Hertz. Honey, it hurts. Avis says it hurts, honey.
Let's talk about things we can do to help.
Rent a wreck.
Rent a wreck.
Do you remember Rent a
wreck? Rent a wreck. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Damn.
Is that a Pennsylvania thing or is that nationwide?
I definitely remember from growing up. Because somebody in my family would call women that. And he's like, there's an old rent a wreck.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it wasn't a nice term.
Let's do a song called Rent a Wreck.
I'm down. I'm down boots for anything like that. Even like a mid-calf booty.
We could get them to sponsor house back boots, bareback boots back.
Oh, for sure. Limited. Something we can do to help, though, this week is Tamisha Iman needs to get 100,000 fucking followers, and we're all behind
yeah.
this. Bob is joining yeah. in on the campaign, and she is sheer, with her sheer force of will, it's going to happen. She says, holler at me.
Holler at me, I know you know me. Holler at me, I know you know me. Holler at me, holler at me.
Holler.
Seriously, yes. I mean, I followed every single one of the season 13 divas the moment the cast was announced, because that's what I like to do. And so I think everybody should do that. And if you're not following Tamisha Iman, go ahead and avail yourself of that.
Wait, are you saying that you follow 173 people, all 173 dolls? All the Thailand girls too?
No. I'm not saying I do, but I this season, as soon as the cast was announced, I went through and followed everyone. I haven't retroactively gone back and followed every single person from the franchise, but I should.
I just started Thailand, and I'm getting into those girls. Hard names to spell, but bitch.
They're sickening. Sickening bareback boots back.
What's
so
that? Is that
go
a song?
Ahead.
Sorry.
What, bareback boots back?
Bareback boots back.
It's a something Joey J said when she was on the first episode. Yeah,
a filler queen,
Phoenix.
And speaking of someone who's not a filler queen, we have a song that barely needs a spotlight right now because it is everywhere. But we love it. We want to give it a shout out right now as our rainbow spotlight, and it's called
Walk.
Walk
by Saucy Santana.
Saucy Santana.
You better walk.
So saucy. Now walk. Now hey, walk. Yeah, let's listen to this song and we'll be right back.
Bitch, yeah. Let me see you walk. Walk. Yeah, ho, yeah, I know that you can talk. You talking all that shit, but let me see if you can walk. Let me see you walk. Yeah, ho, yeah, I know that you can talk. You talking all that shit, but let me see if you can walk. Big stepper. Make a little money, leave a little on the dresser.
Yeah.
Dapper Dan in my Gucci sweater. Pussy on Rihanna, grab your umbrella. Bitch, all you do is talk, but I ain't hearing it. It ain't a new shit, and I ain't wearing it. Oh, you a broke, bitter bitch? Stop the comparison. Bitch, I'm bad, bougie, arrogant. Pussy popping like a pinata. Ching, 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 he hit the lotto. Kill a bitch and they pride, that's a big swallow.
Yeah.
I'm tired of sunning bitches, call your baby father. Look at Boo Boo Kitty, feeling shitty. Play pussy, how you purring like a kitty? I'm a savage, sassy, sadiddy.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm paid, popping, pretty. Let me see you walk.
Walk, 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 walk.
Yeah, ho, yeah, I know that you can talk. You talking all that shit, but let me see if you can walk.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And
oh,
the
yeah.
food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Oh, so are we going to gossip now about the other things on the internet? Everybody's got so much, so many Twitter fingers, like 20 of them, because now the people are getting mad about certain designers making stuff instead of queens making stuff, how it used to be. Have you seen this on social media?
What is this? Wait, okay. So,
malarkey, first of
all. No, I'm not aware of this even happening, but
yeah.
Okay, it says on the outline, there's a conversation happening on social media with drag queens and fans and designers, and the debate is about runway outfits on Drag Race and the credit given to the designers who made them versus the queens wearing them. Okay, what... wearing full costumes, head-to-toe design and custom versus styling separates to create a look to your drag character. Our thoughts on this. What do you have to say about this? I know you've... I don't think you ever wore any designers on Drag Race.
No, I'm not showy like that. I don't care about those little things. I think that as the show has evolved, the girls have evolved, and it's a new beast. And, you know, straight girl musicians are wearing wigs, not just drag queens. So we take our cue, they take our cues from us, and we have to keep constantly upping our game because they're going to keep stealing from the drag world. So in order for everybody to look fierce, we need to be as fierce as we can be. So sometimes we get our designer friends, and we like, do people own everything they take to Drag Race? Rarely, I think. Like, there's a lot of pulls and a lot of borrows, and like, it's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And it, God bless the child that has his own, too. And if you can make stuff with your own two hands, God bless you. But not everybody can make everything that they want to wear by hand, you know? So they talk to their friends, or they pull from this girl, or they got their drag mother's gown, or like, there's things that you do. And then you make it work. Now, do a lot of designers get work season after season? Yeah, and it's because they're good. So like...
Right.
Who's complaining here? Who's the beneficiary of this, like, discussion right now, too? It's like... Howie and Dallas and like all the kids that make us look beautiful. It's like, girl, Marco, like you can't fault them for doing a good job and people wanting to wear their fucking clothes.
No. And I have heard conversations regarding like a little bit of like sort of longing for the old days of like, you know, now girls have it's almost like they have to spend so much money. The costumes have to be at such a high level just to even walk on the runway now. Whereas in the past, it was sort of like all over the place. It was like some people had high end shit. Some people, it was stuff from home, but everyone was on an equal level. So like, I understand that like nostalgia for the past. But like you said, the show does evolve. And I think it's important for us as viewers and as critics and as the audience, it's important to like give credit to the amazing designers, give credit to the drag queens wearing them who deliver them and make them look amazing. But also like recognize if someone who's a contestant has great taste and can wear something that they made themselves or that they brought.
Thank you. Bought at a store. Beautiful.
Exactly. So like it's our job to make it like the even kind of playing ground. And I think the show does as well. But it is great to see like that fucking Diego Montoya fucking Got Mick garment.
Girl.
That was an iconic fashion moment. And I'm And it's very rude to say, oh, well, she just bought that outfit. It's like, no, that was probably a collaboration process. There's a taste level. There's like it was very indicative of who Gottmik is as a drag performer. So that's good drag.
Yeah, good drag. Speaking of good drag, you wrote a song all about the season 13 girls. I saw you giving a little unplugged moment. Boy look.
Yeah, I woke up in the morning and I had this song in my head.
Congratulations for waking up in the morning.
Thank you. And yeah, I'm really proud of it. It's on my Instagram.
Yeah, I loved it.
What's my favorite one? My favorite line is ice skates fucking up the main stage floor, because that's just so
Denali with her fucking skates.
It was such a moment. That floor will never be the same after that episode. Gorge.
They said we're gonna need to repaint.
Repave and repaint.
I'm gonna put her name on the lipstick, and also Trump's name kind of got on the lipstick this week. Should we talk about that? Do we have to sing the Let's Like Get Political song still?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I think the fans would riot in the streets if we didn't sing the hit song.
Let's get political, political. I wanna get political. Let me see your Palestine. Feeling icy, feeling spicy.
Trump.
Well, the moment that we're recording right now, it's Wednesday afternoon. The votes are being tallied. The lipsticks are being counted in Washington right now to decide whether what. Dipper, can you help out with this? I don't understand.
It's an impeachment. They're going for the second impeachment. And the big thing here is...
is Coco Montrese available to step up to the plate? Someone call her.
Well, we'll take a break on that one.
No. if he gets impeached, then... he doesn't get his presidential pension, security aid for the rest of his life, travel. They get $1 million travel budget every year.
Girl,
right.
Because it's such a small group of people. So the idea now is to strip him of all of the
benefits of being a former president.
Exactly.
They're stripping her of all of her princess points right now, honestly. The Central Parks in New York, they took away 4 different contracts for Trump stuff. The banks are banning her, which they should have done after all the shit he did in Atlantic City years ago when I was a kid down there. He's a monster.
And I bet he won't be able to rent from Avis Rent-A-Car or Hertz either.
Yeah, same.
So what has to happen? How many votes have to roll in order for that to happen? Because it's literally, what, nine Republicans right now?
I bet it's like 256 or 360 or something. Some
Will,
big number.
What's the number? What do they need?
They just need a simple majority in the House to impeach him. And then it goes to the Senate, but they have to have 2/3 majority in the Senate to convict him. So this is just step one in the process. So when this passes, it goes to the Senate. They decide whether to convict him, which is the first thing. And then the second thing is they have to vote separately to disqualify him, to not let him ever be able to run again. But those are 2 separate votes that require 2/3 majority.
He was going to run again?
Yeah, he's already been talking about 2024.
No!
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so this is important because he would be disallowed possibly from doing that ever again, which
and
would be
when he got
great, I think.
The first time, they made it through the House, and then it wasn't confirmed in the Senate, and the hope is that this time around...
Because the Senate's Democratic now, after the election?
After the runoff, yeah, but they still got to convince all the people.
And we need a
2/3. Come on, Marjorie Majority. We need her.
Marjorie Majority. So we'll cross our fingers, and by the time this comes out, there will be some definitive news on that. In racist bullshit news, this also happened last week, and it's worth
mentioning. This comes from CNN. Rustin Shesky will not face charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake, Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely announced. Shesky, a white officer, shot Blake, a 29-year-old black man, 7 times while responding to a domestic incident on August 23rd, 2020. Blake survived the shooting but was left paralyzed from the waist down. The district attorney says, it is my decision now that no Kenosha law enforcement officer will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and laws, Gravely said on Tuesday.
Oh, my God. This is the guy was shot in front of his kids, I think, right?
Correct.
That's fucked up. It's terrible that this bullshit's happening, but for this guy to not even charge the man, like, you shoot someone for walking away from you. The guy had no weapon. His kids were in the car. Like, he wasn't even involved in the incident. I hope all this changes when Biden, like, gets in office and stuff. And there's just a number you can call for racism at the highest level. Like, hi, and there Office needs of Racism. To be, what's your emergency?
There needs to be a reckoning in this country. And it goes back all the way to the fact that the nation was started by enslaving people. And the nation has not collectively said, this happened and it was bad and it is not okay. And in order to heal from that and really move on, there does need to be like a reckoning and a recognition of that. So that's what I hope for. And like you said, in the Biden era, I think that hopefully we can move toward that.
I mean, South Africa did it, you know? Like,
yeah,
they,
exactly.
They're doing it. They're in the process. Like, why can't America? America should be in debt for the next century to African Americans and the indigenous people and all those people that we stole from. We should be in debt. America should make no money. We should be on a strict, like, rations budget-wise to pay back the people that we stole from, you know? And, like, if that can happen in other countries, it can happen in America. And sure, it's a huge undertaking and a scale and everything. But, like, you know, they're smart
people. But it's something that needs to, something that really needs to happen.
If drag queens are thinking this, how can other people not be thinking it? Like, politicians, shit.
Yeah.
I usually can't. I'll shut up.
Well, why don't we take a break?
Why don't we take a break on that one?
We have a really exciting special guest coming up in the next segment. So we'll be right back.
Normally we have a celebrity guest for this section, but she's in the cave? What'd you say? She's in the cave, Alaska? What is that?
I think I see a little Australian bilby. I think I see 6 white boomers, snow white boomers, bounding through the blazing sun.
This is welcome into your ears, our sister from season 6, reporting live from Sydney, Australia, from her quarantine hotel room. It's a AAA girl reunion. It's Courtney Ang.
Yay! Hi.
Hi, Heather.
Oh, I'm so excited just for this digital human contact. I'm on day 13 of mandatory hotel quarantine.
Day 13?
Yeah, we don't fuck around in Australia. There's no COVID out there, so you can't come in without going through a 14-day quarantine process.
Wow.
Whoa. So imagine if that was the same over here with Puerto Vallarta.
Imagine. Girl, West Hollywood would be defunct.
Girl.
How are you passing the time? Brene Brown?
You can't say passing anymore.
I have read Brene Brown. Oh, you can't. This is an audio medium, so it doesn't matter if I hold up the book. I did read Brene Brown, Daring Greatly. I'm reading Surpassing Certainty by Janet Mock.
Work.
I'm currently resting on the shoulders of greatness. I've got Promised Land by Barack Obama
here. I'm reading that too. I just got to the part with the first set of pictures. I was like, I needed an oasis. And just all the nice pictures, like Michelle Dressler's cute. And then you get back to all the words. I've never had to be in a dictionary as much as with Barack's book, Mr.
Obama. You've never read a book, right?
Yes, I have, bitch. I read
you
at
told
least once
me
a year.
That you had never read a book.
No, I've read books. That's
until
a lie.
Until you wrote a book. Okay, well, you lied.
That was a joke. That was for sure a joke. I've definitely read books.
You guys need to read a book. You guys need to read a book.
Don't go there, Miss Nita.
Wait, who needs to read a book? Who needs to read a book? Go home. I have had it. Officially.
Is that
you guys just need to read a book.
Tu Wong Fu.
No, we mixed up a couple things there, but okay.
I was like, hang on a minute. Are you telling me that officially is not a Detox original quote?
It is. I'm pretty sure it is. You dinosaur fossil face white lady telling us what to do.
Why, I've had just about enough of you.
Courtney, oh my
God. Did you do your jazzercise today, gal?
Wait.
I haven't done it yet. So I've been passing the time. I wake up. I meditate for an hour and then I do some, I've been typing gay aerobics into YouTube and doing what comes up. And I found this 1991, I think it's called Dance Jam, this man called Barry. And it's a group of 10 people. There's like seven wonderful black men in Lycra and three very white women in Lycra. I think it was a setup.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, and it's just so much fun. And I love just dancing around this hotel room each day doing like 80s and 90s aerobics.
That's amazing.
Where did aerobics go? Do you know what I mean?
I was doing it with Richard Simmons until he closed up his shop, until like 2016. I was going hardcore. I tried to make all y'all go with me, I feel like.
I actually did a Richard Simmons YouTube this week as well. So I thought of you. And I thought, where is Richard?
Right.
She's probably up in her mansion. She's fine. The city She's did a fine. Check on her and determined that he wasn't under the voodoo influence of his housekeeper. There were a lot of stories, and I think he just shut the door to fame, much like you have on several continents. And then you skip to the next continent, then you skip back to the next continent, then you're on a new continent. You want to back on the one you started on. What are you doing down there, Courtney, in Australia? We all want to know. We want to know the truth, Courtney.
Everyone is speculating that you're going to be on Australian Drag Race. That is the hot ticket, the hot. So, I mean, are you allowed to even say what you're quarantining
for? Is that
for?
The hot tea?
I can tell you everything because I am not contractually obligated to tell you anything or nothing because you're all going to be very disappointed. Uh-huh. When I
keep in mind, listeners, this is the same young woman who did a gig with us on New Year's and
Eve.
The next day was flying to do Celebrity Big Brother, which was a major thing. And you
against Sister Coat, though.
We're very sworn to secrecy. You didn't mention, you didn't hint, you didn't say you were going to anywhere. So.
But there is a difference between withholding the truth and actively lying.
That's right. That's right.
I did not lie to anybody going into Big Brother house. Nobody asked me. But on this instance, I'm very disappointed to let you know that I have nothing to do with RuPaul's Drag Race, Australia, New Zealand, down under, any iteration whatsoever.
And the very fact that I brought it up, you're ending this interview on the spot.
This interview is being ended. I feel like most people out there know this already, but the New Zealand Herald.co.nz has confirmed that RuPaul was granted a critical worker visa to enter New Zealand along with, I think, 15 other people to film RuPaul's Drag Race Australia. Yes, Immigration New Zealand has confirmed recently approved.
Wow.
Sorry. Immigration New Zealand recently approved a request for 16 workers, cast and crew, under the other critical worker border exception criteria for Warner Brothers for the filming of RuPaul's Drag Race, a spokesperson said. This isn't me dishing tea. This is written on the internet. So INZ can confirm that 7 of the 16 workers have arrived in New Zealand, including RuPaul Charles. I love that, like, the New Zealand government is like pulling back all the curtains on Drag Race Australia, which is normally so top secret.
I mean, we can count it. We got RuPaul, you got Raven, you got
Michelle.
Curtis. Michelle.
Uh-huh. You got Curtis.
And I'm
Curtis
really depressed.
Was supposed to. And then 14 girls. And then, and then a couple of producers and then all the Australian girls.
But that makes me sad because Vanity's not there right now. So Vanity's not there either. The other authority on Australian drag. Well, and they're doing Australia's Drag Race.
I mean, this is the thing, though, is that I saw some queen say some of your girls are really trying it on social media to keep up the illusion that you're not in New Zealand quarantining right now. But I think some people think that Vanity has broken her arm and filmed this whole elaborate story to pretend that she's not in New Zealand. But I can confirm that Vanity did as a 42-year-old man, break her arm roller skating. The bone popped out of the skin. Oh. She has had surgery. She now has a steel plate. Gosh. She's a bionic woman. And she's recovering at her mother's house in Marywar.
All the good girls are breaking things right now.
Is there a drag queen named Marywar?
That would be a good one, though.
And here's the thing. Vanity is already the, if not the most well-known drag queen from Australia. She's the best drag queen. She's better than you. She's better than me. You fully admit that.
Fully admit it.
And we've seen it. Girl, she will set. She will pee, and then the urine will be flammable because she'll just set it on fire. Know that she's not on Australian Drag Race is so sad.
It's devastating. And on all elements of drag, her wig styling, her makeup, she can make costumes. Yeah. Her lip syncing is like something I've never seen in anywhere on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure we're going to watch it.
Sometimes it's you never know. The road with Drag Race is long, and if you don't get on right away, it might happen in the future. And who knows? Maybe she might be on as a judge or something, or a consultant. You never know.
Yeah, or season two. If there's a season two of Canada rumored, so there could be a season two of Australia, and it might be in a non-COVID world. So they're shooting in New Zealand because COVID doesn't exist there anymore. And Australia, I think we had 3 cases in the whole entire country yesterday, so it's pretty good here. But in New Zealand, you have complete freedom of movement, so that's why they're doing it there. But, you know, maybe next year's Drag Race Down Under or Australia or whatever it's called, maybe Vanity will be on that one, and maybe it'll be even popular. Exactly. And who knows? I know some of us here have auditioned for Drag Race several times.
I don't know why you looked at me when you said that. Have you been watching season 13 of Drag Race?
I have indeed. All 2 episodes.
Who's your fave?
What do you think?
I mean, Simone just
girl. Effervescent.
Literally glows.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
She's breathtaking. I just, that first episode when she was sitting in Untucked or just like sitting on the couches, she was just, she was just captivating. And when they stopped, they stopped everything and they were like, we just have to point out that Simone is a star. I was like, crown it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. RuPaul was like, you guys, wait, hold on. Simone, you're going to win. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Let's keep going.
It was cameras. I was like, those poor other girls.
You want a ponytail crown or a lace front crown?
Could we get the measurement on Simone's head, please? Okay, all right.
Temple, too. I don't want it to pinch. Yeah. She's my new star.
What size hair will you be wearing on the day, Simone? Because we don't want one of those, we don't want to measure it off your real head, then you put on a nice big wig and it not fit. We want to make sure that it's perfect, just like you, girl.
A nice loose Mitzi fit.
Yeah. Well, Courtney, we love having you here so much. Do you want to stick around for the next segment when we go spelunking in the deep end?
Would you like to come over and sit on the couch for a moment?
Do I get to see the photographic evidence from the spelunking in the DMs? Dip is nodding his head.
Hell yeah. Oh,
fucking yes. I've always wanted to be privy to this. Oh, no, that's an invoice.
You probably sit on the privy. And
well, let's take a break and we'll be right back and we'll go spelunking.
Sitting on the dining with Courtney.
I do 2 things when I'm on the danny. I shit
and I eat.
Willem's eating on the podcast.
Well, that was Courtney shitting and eating.
We're going to get angry letters. Well, Courtney, you're a listener of the pod, right?
I am indeed.
Well, you know that this is the segment where we go
Spelunking. Deep inside the DMs.
DMs.
Do you want to read our first letter?
Sure.
From Carl. Wasn't it Carl?
From Carl. Hey, Divas and Dipper and Courtney. It's like he knew. Wait, does that mean I'm not a diva? Anyway, long-time listener, first-time caller. My friends and I were sitting front row at the Lady Liberty show that Olivia Lux competed in and Rosé hosted with Britta in New York. Did you know Britta's from New York? My friend and I were on a group thread looking through our photos, trying to track down that evening, and we found this video. The gag is Rosé looking plucky Siobhan Trapp as Olivia Lux waltzes in wearing the same outfit.
Prison,
as
honey.
Too
Video
much.
Is below for your viewing pleasure. We worship what? The dolls and look forward to the pod every Wednesday. Peace and love, Carl from NYC.
Please tell me Dipper, there's an audiovisual portion.
Dipper, are you going to show us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, not only is she wearing the same style outfit, but Olivia's is better.
Well, it's the they're different. They're stylized different. One wore a tight with more metallic, like I am the actual Lady Liberty. Look at me, Rusty Green, little Elphaba moment. And yeah. Olivia's not doing that. Olivia's giving light, bright, non-rusted.
And she has got gorgeous, like not even 613, like a vibrant yellow hair bellowing down on her
like a buttercup,
sparkly body.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like Rosé's outfit, she just said, I'm going to do like a Lady Liberty look. And so she grabbed the Lady Liberty like dress, like costume, and just because the length is a little suspect on Rosé's version, which makes me
blood
think
length?
It's just like
Would
off
you call
the
it
record.
Blood length?
Well, it might be that, you know, Nicole Kidman just above the ankle. It might be intentional. But I love Olivia Lux's look. And girl, you know what? It's fucking a New York show. Of course there's going to be two Lady Liberties. Everyone looked like Wendy Williams.
I mean, the show was called The Lady Liberty Show. So everybody was on that gig. I mean,
of course.
Thank you for this video, Carl. You're shady. And we appreciate it. You're fucking shady.
The shade. And Rosé was just smiling. She was not plucked. She's the host of the gig. She was just smiling. You can any emotion onto a drag face and say, look at how plucked she was. Oh my God.
I think it was the crash zoom on Rosé's face that gave it the real plucked effect.
That's
the editing. It's the editing.
I blame the edit yet again. Courtney Act, Blaming the Edit. Is that the name of your book?
Yeah, Blaming the Edit by Courtney Act.
Yeah, when can we expect Boys Like Me?
October, my book, which is currently working titled Caught in the Act.
Hunt for Act. Nice. Hunt for Act October.
Yeah. It's funny, actually, because I just, without revealing my sources, had a great long conversation with some people. I've been doing research. And you'll be disappointed to know that the parts that I have written about Drag Race have become so much less scathing because I realized that I was writing from a place of hurt. And it's okay to write about hurt, but you should write from it from a place of resolve.
Wait, you wanted to hurt RuPaul?
No, I was hurt.
And I hurt myself by hurting you, just
exactly.
Like Christina Aguilera.
Well, you stopped wearing the Mari since then, I think.
That's the manifestation of my hurt.
The toilet Mari? She is your pain.
The
Dunny Mari.
The manifestation of your pain. Okay, Willa, can you read the next one, please?
Yes, this is from Florence. Hello, Will Asker and potential very special guest. Will Asker Dipper, sorry. I find myself in need of advice from men in wigs. You see, I come from a long lineage of beautiful bald people. My dad is very bald by genetics more than by choice. Even the women on his side of the family struggle with hair loss to the point where my grandmother had a custom wig made for her by a specialist and she's been wearing it for years now, like the queen that she is. Long story short, that side of my family got the bad hair genes and everyone at some point has felt insecure about their hair. In comes my brother. He's 26 years old and mom, he's balding. I can feel that he's already beginning to feel insecure about his hairline, especially since he's been cutting his own hair at home because of his corona. I know that he could do something about his hair loss while he still has enough hair, and I wouldn't want for him to struggle like the rest of my family has if he doesn't have to, but I don't know how to bring it up to him. I fear it would offend or hurt my dad if I asked him to talk to my brother about hair loss, since he himself recently managed to embrace the baldness. I am not sure how I could respectfully bring it up myself, since commenting on a family member's body like that can be tricky, to say the least. I'm also very fortunate that I have my mom's hair genetics. I'm 20 years old, and my arms are hairier than my dad's. So I can't exactly take the "we're in the same boat" approach. I think my brother is and always will be beautiful, no matter his hair situation, but at the same time, I can see him already struggling and it hurts my heart a little bit. If you were me in this situation, what would you do? No nudes, since this is a family email, but here's a picture of my friend and I meeting Willem in Quebec City. I'm the one with the blue shirt. Lots of love from Quebec.
Work.
Look, I think this is a crisis situation and you have to put aside whatever fear you have of him feeling hurt, because what will hurt in the longer run, and I'm not saying that people without hair cannot be beautiful or shaming hair loss or receding hairlines or anything like that, but I do think that if he is unaware of what options are available to him that right now at this point in his life will have maximum effect, then getting down the road, he will, wonder what if. And there are treatments available from your doctor, like finasteride or Propecia, that men can take that can stop certain types of male pattern balding. And the earlier you take it, the better it is. It doesn't grow the hair back necessarily, but it stops the hair that you've got there from falling out.
Can she just dose him good-naturedly?
Yeah, you can crush it up and put it in his drinks. That's what the trans girls I used to tour with used to try and do to me. Crush up a hormone and put it in my morning coffee.
I don't think you should do that.
I don't do that.
I completely agree, though, Courtney.
Save it for the book act.
Yeah, it's in the book, don't worry.
Little blue.
Stumble out of bed and tumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a glass of
Premarin.
Premarin. Jinx was just talking about this, and she's very open about her hair like procedures that she's had, because it was like affecting her sort of gender and like her way of like seeing herself. And she was like, if I had known earlier and had more conversations about this, my journey would have looked a lot different. So I think it would be nice of you to bring it up. It may be uncomfortable, but you know, sometimes the most important conversations are a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And we have faith in you. We have another letter from Chelsea. Hi, Alaska Willem and Dipper. Not sure if you have this in America, but in Canada, we have a brand of popcorn called Nooch Pop by the Nooch Girls. It's really good and gluten and dairy free, so you both could eat it. If the Nooch Girls were a girl group and Nooch Pop was their genre of music, what do you think one of their songs would sound like? All the best, Chelsea.
Nooch Pop. Eat my Nooch Pop, Nooch Pop, Nooch Pop. Eat my nooch pop.
Come on, Nooch. Come on, giving nothing. Come on, Nooch Pop. Nutritional yeast, being gluten and dairy free and still tasting delicious. Oh,
Nooch. And it's got nutritional yeast in it.
For a moment, it was just like Ariana and Miley.
Just like that.
No, Ariana and Mariah on the Christmas special, I think is what you're thinking of.
Yeah, I watched the other backyard one, though, like last night.
Harmonizing our whistle tones.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just flirting with Ariana. Sorry, I was just flirting with her.
Are you a mouse?
I love Miley. She's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the last one?
Little talkie with Tom Court.
Oh, sure. Dear Alaska, Willem, big, beautiful Dipper, impossible distinguished guests. This message is for Willem. Willem, I want to thank you for introducing us all to Keep It Pumpin', Queen. As a longtime friend of the pod, the phrase has entered my personal lexicon, and now my dogs, Chuck and
Chauncey.
Even know what it means. Apparently, I can't read English. While speaking American, I have difficulty reading English. There's a lot going on right now. My husband and I have a farm, and every day I take the dogs on a long walk through the pastures. Whenever one of them gets overly distracted and starts to... I have to speak in English. I'm sorry, Australian. Distracted or starts to lag too far behind, I say, keep it pumping, and now come running. Attached are a few photos. The first is of the dog being cute in the snow. The artful erection silhouette shot is for Alaska because you told us how much you appreciate this particular view from below. The third is a photo for Willem because we know how much you enjoy a big floppy cock with some low hangers. The photo of my jockstrap buns is for Dipper because he can get it. Thank you for the consistently high quality content. Now, keep it pumping, Tom.
Keep it pumping. The dogs are lined up in this photo where they're looking right at his cock like they're going to eat his cum as soon as it comes out of it.
And, they're scared. Like,
beautiful dogs sitting separate, in the snow.
It's two separate photos.
It's intimidating them. They're very scared of it. It is very large.
Keep it
pumping. They think they're going to be hit up with a rolled up newspaper, but it's actually his penis.
Oh my God. This man looks to be about like 6'3 to 6'7 for sure. He's like one of them tall, lanky ass ones. Dipper, would you like to describe the hindquarters for us, since that's what he offered up to you?
Tight, perky, and smooth.
Doesn't need to push out or tighten up. Neither.
Neither.
I'll take this ball and like cum gutter shot with, look, I'm wearing a gray t-shirt because I'm just like, I'm not really showing off my 11-inch cock.
It's wow. Not even at,
I'm speechless.
It's not even at full erect status, but it is hanging almost out of frame. I mean, the camera almost couldn't even capture all of it.
CinemaScope.
I see a tattoo. I see glasses. The apartment looks clean. I love that little seat by the window. That is really cute.
Have you ever gone to a hookup's house and had to leave because of how it smelled? It was so heartbreaking to me. I couldn't do it. I started to throw up in my mouth. I was like, I can't. Yeah, because then he took his pants off and it was even worse. His house, if I looked at his house and I was like, if this is like this, what's it like under there? And the answers kept getting answered worse. And even I was like, I can't.
The cleanliness of your house reflects the cleanliness of your hole.
Wow.
Well, talk to Sherry Vine about that, because she says that her hole's cleaner than her feet.
Ew.
Lick my hole, it's cleaner than my toes.
Keep it pumping, queen.
Keep it
thank
pumping,
you so much
queen,
for writing
indeed.
In, Tom. We appreciate that Stonehenge you call a cock. And we appreciate everybody for listening to Hot Goss.
And special thanks to our very special guest, Courtney Act.
Yay! Thanks, cunts.
You can send us your questions or Courtney chat subjects via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte. Do you want to read one, Courtney?
And we will continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you're all subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube and hit that bell icon so you get notifications, because we want to get Willem to 1 million subscribers. And I genuinely send so much love to everybody around the world, especially in America with all the shit that is going on right now, because I feel for all of my brethren and my sistren and my non-gender specific relatives of a different mother who live overseas. Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank you for that. We can follow you around the world on Instagram. What's your Instagram? At Courtney Act?
At Courtney Act.
Love that. You can also follow us at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000 and at Race Chaser Pod and at Mom Podcasts.
Did you know that Mom is Wow's upside down?
No.
Oh my God, it
Wait,
is.
Wait, spell it.
M-O-M.
No way, that's
no,
crazy.
No, that's just because you're in Australia. You're upside down. It's not the logo.
Oh, that's what it is. Sorry.
The toilets
sorry.
Go the opposite way.
Yeah, that's you, honey. Don't fix your face. That link on IG at RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
That's right. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and stay safe and healthy. Let's say the final line all together. We will be,
we will be back next week
with more
piping,
steaming,
scalding,
boiling.
The porpoise is my favorite.
The porpoise.
Thank you.
You did that on porpoise. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.